Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making headlines around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. The British House of Commons has been even more chaotic than usual overnight, even by recent standards, with debate over four more Brexit bills being interrupted by a group of climate action protesters taking off all their clothes except their underpants and gluing their hands to the glass window of the public gallery with their backsides pressed against the glass, pointing towards the MPs. Labour MP Peter Kyle was attempting to argue in favour of a second referendum to settle the Brexit decision when the protest began.
I'm grateful to the Honourable Lady, and I encourage everybody to look in this direction rather than another direction. I'm proposing with this that we accept the landscape we are standing on exactly in the manner that I have just suggested. The deal before us is one that defines Brexit. MPs have cast a staggering 1,167 votes against this deal.
Of course I will.
So that he might be able to collect his thoughts. And can I just say, I congratulate him on speaking in the way that he is, notwithstanding some of other stuff that may be going on.
I'm very grateful for the intervention, and what a great sight she is, focusing in front of me, much more so than the peripheral vision that was tempting my eyes elsewhere. The bottom line is...
So what they're trying to do, while averting their eyes as best they can from the bottom line, so to speak, is debate four motions which were put to the Parliament last week and failed. The reason they're doing this is the possibility of Theresa May's Brexit deal being approved by the Parliament has decreased even more overnight after some Brexiteer MPs who last week said they would vote for it have now decided they don't want to anymore.
I do not feel that I've misled the House, but I do feel I've not been true to myself. Although doing what I believed to be in the country's best interest at that moment in time, I quickly realised that I should not have voted with the government on Friday afternoon. What I should have done, Mr. Speaker, and did not, was to trust my instincts and those of the British people. I made the wrong call on Friday, and let me very briefly explain why.
Conservative Party MP Richard Drax says it's all about the Irish backstop, saying Theresa May's plan, which would implement customs checks between Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK if negotiations with the EU fall apart, risks the integrity of the nation.
For that reason, and for that reason alone, Mr. Speaker, the withdrawal agreement as it stands must never, ever see the light of day again. Finally, if the Prime Minister cannot commit to taking us out of the EU on the 12th of April, she must resign immediately.
So that's a Conservative backbencher being rather critical of the government there, of which he is a member. Meanwhile, the Conservative...
But still without a plan, actually, to how to work this out.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, there's no plan. At the moment, at least. The Conservative Party's chief whip, Julian Smith, who is in charge of party discipline, has told the BBC that he has become exhausted by all of this, and additionally, he's disappointed in the cabinet.
I'm knackered, dealing with colleagues 24/7, frustrated with the fact that people don't see the light as clearly as I do.
How are you going to get people on side, though?
Well, as you're aware, discipline is not as good as it should be. This is, I think, the worst example of ill discipline in cabinet in British political history.
So, what's going on today? Yeah, that's the chief whip of the government. So what's going on today? Well, last week, the Parliament wrested control of the process away from Theresa May and tried to find a majority on really any option. They tried eight motions, all of which failed. But three of the closest ones are being put up for another vote today, plus one new one. The new one would mean the UK Parliament would be forced to vote on whether to take a no-deal Brexit or undo Brexit altogether before the 12th of April deadline if they can't find a deal before then. Then there's the idea of a second referendum, which was defeated by 27 votes last week. Labour's Lord Mandelson says that's necessary because people didn't know what they were voting on in the 2016 referendum.
Who say that they did not know what specific Brexit they were being asked to sign up to. Either a painful one, as I've said, or a pointless one in which we leave but continue to follow the rules.
The pointless one he's talking about there is the subject of one of the other votes, whereby they're suggesting the UK would become like Norway, join a customs union with the EU, continue to have freedom of movement between the countries, and continue making payments to the EU. It's really the Brexit you have when you're not having a Brexit, and people aren't happy with that, like Secretary of International Trade Liam Fox.
Voters chose to take back control, and now MPs are wanting to give even more away. The European Union would be able to make the rules and we would have to follow them. They would be able to negotiate access to UK markets such as agriculture, whether or not we wanted it, and we'd simply have to lump it.
And the fourth vote on the table is sort of a bit of a variation on that last theme. So the options are become like Norway, become a bit like Norway, have a second referendum, or do a vote on whether to revoke the whole thing altogether by the 12th of April.
You know, they keep talking and they keep not getting any clearer or any closer to a decision, it seems to me.
But
they're not paid to talk, they're paid to fix it.
Yes, indeed. And a result on those four things will be due in the next few hours, Fran.
All right, Matt. Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Matt Bevan, you're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 9 minutes to 7.